Yeah. 91.5 WMFO here, and the end of another great A Crash Course for the Raver Show. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much, Andy McBain, for being my great guest today. And if you missed that, we played some new Monsieurs. You'll definitely have to get down there and check that live act out at Great Scott, December 1st, record release party. But you can, listen to what we played on the archives later on at WMFO.org. And stick around. Vid Magazine has a great acoustic sailing coming up. He has a guest, Olav Chris Henriksen. He's got a lot of crazy, cool-looking, antique-y-type instruments here. And he's going to play them for you. So stick around for that. Until next time, see ya!
To raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Welcome to the program. It's time for Acoustic Sailing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Brian, for getting everything set up. See you later, Brian. And this is WMFO, and we are in Medford, 91.5, and we will start the show in just a moment. Today we have a special artist in the house. We have Chris, or I should say Olav Chris Henriksen. He goes by Chris, and he will be playing us acoustic music. And make sure you stick around and listen. Some great stuff headed your way real quick.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. We're going to have one song, and then we'll have live music from Chris Henriksen. So let's start the show. This is WMFO Medford. Right there, we heard from Matt Dillon from his record Stone Wild, and it was right here that he sent it, which is WMFO Medford, P.O. Box 65, also 474 Boston Avenue, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Send me your music and I'll play it. That was a song for Joni from Matt Dillon's Stone Wild. I kind of liked it. What did you think? Did you enjoy that song? Well, call me up and tell me if you liked it or not. 855-915-9636. Matt, thank you very much for sending the CD. Like I said before, you sent it to WMFO, Care of Acoustic Sailing, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Okay, live music headed your way right after this PSA.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is WMFO in Medford, and right now we have live in the studio, his name is Olav Chris Henriksen. You like that pause? Kind of dramatic, huh? And you are live on Acoustic Sailing. Chris, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here.
Okay. So. And Chris is going to play a live song. This is happening right now. It's a piece written by Giovanni Girolamo Capsperger. It's called Toccata 1. It was written in 1611. And Chris,
I'll add to it a courant as well, courant number 7.
Okay.
It's and a big prelude, basically, and a dance to follow it.
There we go. And he's playing it all on a lute, and it's live right here on WMFO. Take it away, Chris.
Thank you.
Very nice. Right there we have Chris Henriksen on lute, and he was playing a piece called Toccata 1, and it's written by Capsberger.
He's of a German family.
Yes. And German-Italian, apparently.
The family came to Italy. His father was knighted for being an officer fighting pirates over in the Adriatic Ocean.
Very nice.
And so Capsberger was more interested in music. And when one looks in his early books that were published, he would have frontispieces where he would have Mars on one side and the music, and Musica on the other side with a family crest in the middle.
Nice.
And he, by many means, was kind of a bit self-taught. I mean, as it was an aristocratic family, he chose to go into music. And as such, he's a bit of an oddball. I mean, he's many people had came to music through the family, so you kind of see it as a craft. But for him, it's kind of a passion.
He certainly played a wonderful lute and composed beautiful lute music. Mm-hmm. The next piece, who is it written by?
The next piece is going to be by somebody who's very much from with a craftsmanship background, Girolamo Frescobaldi.
Frescobaldi, is Italian background, I would imagine?
Italian background. He was keyboard player in Ferrara. And in the 1590s, the lineage of aristocrats ruling Ferrara came to an end, and it became a Vatican state. Okay. And Frescobaldi was brought to Rome and the Vatican and became organist at St. Peter's Basilica.
Amazing.
And he also did a lot of secular music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece I'm going to play, it's again a toccata, so it's a kind of a free improvising prelude type piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into a canzona, which is a bit more structured. It shows... I mean, it was sponsored by, like, the Barberini family for private things. The Barberini family had, like, Pope Urban VIII in it.
Oh, wow.
Several cardinals.
Were they kind of like the famous Medici family of Rome, or the...
Yeah, they, yes, the Barberinis.
Barberinis.
I think they also actually were from Firenze.
Okay.
So...
kind of like the Maganzinis of the North,
okay,
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Chris, the... the next piece, it'll be all on the lute.
Yeah.
And it's a toccata by Frescobaldi. Baldi, I think, means something along the lines of bald or white on the top. And fresco is cold or cold, you know, fresco, chilly.
Okay.
So perhaps he was
it's a family name. The pictures I've seen of him is not a balding gentleman.
Yeah.
Quite the slick guy.
Okay.
As a musician, they kind of said about him that he had it more in his fingers than his head. He was kind of a spontaneous guy, not necessarily the biggest intellect.
He was
Tom's musician.
He was into serendipity, I'm sure. It's 855-915-9636. If you have any questions or anything you want to say to Chris or myself, I'd love to take a call or two, and we'll put you on the air if you'd like. This is WMFO in Medford, and here is more by Chris Henriksen. Thank you. Chris Henriksen on the lute, and that was a piece by Fresco Baldi, a piece called Toccata, and it was written back in 1628, and pretty hot stuff right there. This is WMFO in Medford, and Chris, do you want to continue with the lute?
I'll do one more piece on the lute, and then I'll switch over to something bigger.
Which one, who do you want to play?
I'm actually going to go to, this is music from a concert, what will be the last set. There's a composer called Lelio Colista. He was a Roman born, and celebrated. Most of his career happened in Rome. And he composed a piece that was used by Athanasius Kyrkyi in a book called Musurgia Universalis. So basically music, the celestial music, and it was used as a sample of high quality writing of what you call counterpoint. It's basically kind of writing fugal music where you have a little motive that turns up in all the different voices, and just showing how this can be done. Mm-hmm. It's for the time around 1650, it's basically showing a style of about 100 years ago before that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of conservative writing, but it's very high level of it. So I can see why it made it in the book.
So Sinfonia is the title of the piece, yes?
Yes.
And it was initially composed for unaccompanied lute playing?
Unaccompanied lute, yeah. They use the lutes basically as we use keyboards today. So if they're going to show things theoretically, they would put it into lute music at that time.
I see. All right, this is going back to 1650, before the United States was a country or a formal country. And it's a piece by Colista. It's Lelio Colista. And right now it's performed by Chris Henriksen live in the studio on Acoustic Ceiling. Beautiful work there, Chris. I really like that piece a lot. It was Sinfonia by Colista, and that was a composition from 1650. And now Chris is putting down his lute, and he's picking up a very large extended lute. The name of this instrument is
the theorbo.
Theorbo. Theorbo. It has 19 strings.
This one actually has a 14 single strings.
Excuse me, It has 14 single strings. Yeah. That last, the lute
other
had,
one had 19.
The lute had 19
so
strings.
Like
I was close.
10 sets of strings on it.
There we go. Yeah. This is something to see. And if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of Chris playing these different instruments. I'll be uploading them later on. If you want to hear something by Chris, or if you want to make a comment on what you're hearing today, send it to www.wmfo.org. Or you can call in at 855-915-9636 or send it to Facebook. Well, I should say WMFO at Acoustic Ceiling, my Facebook page, and type away. Okay, this next piece, who is it written by, Chris?
So we're back again to Kapsbergi. This program is about music that happened in Rome. And Kapsberger moved there and was one of the most active, prolific composers there, and published three books of music for Theorbo. So I'll do either a piece or a few pieces from each of those books in this. And the first piece is called Ricercata. To seek or search. It's kind of, again, a prelude-type piece. Then I'll follow it with Com esser può passeggiato. This is a piece where Kapsberger takes a five-part madrigal by Carlo Gesualdo, and he starts putting a lot of decorations on it. So he makes it into his own fantasy for the Theorbo. But the structure on it, it's like taking a standard and then decorating on it.
So Ricercata?
Ricercata.
Ricercata, yeah. From 1616. By Kapsberger, Kapsberger.
However, the Italians would try to pronounce the German name.
And
Com esser può.
After this piece, we'll talk a little bit about what Chris is doing, and I'll just mention it quickly that tomorrow, Sunday, November 26th, 2017, at 3 p.m., Chris will be performing at the Somerville Museum in Somerville, Massachusetts. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Somerville Museum. Chris, whenever you're ready, please play us some Kapsberger. Thank you. Beautiful stuff there. That's Chris Henriksen playing the Theorbo live in the studio on Acoustic Ceiling. And Chris, one question I have for you is, would some of that piece be considered at the time abrasive or like punk rock music or like heavy metal? Because some of that, some of the chords and the notes sounded very strong to me. Mm-hmm. And or would it be just considered, okay, just forte?
Well, it's the fun thing with this time period, which is the early 17th century in Italy, is that it is a very experimental period. Mm. In the much of the 16th century, they had been perfecting sort of the Renaissance idea of beauty, of like painting, trying to make the most accurate a depiction of, you know, beautiful people.
It would be the High Renaissance. These pieces were composed right around the High Renaissance, weren't they?
Yeah, and what happens at this point is that if we use still the image of art history, they get to the point where they painted a lot of pretty people. Would it be even prettier if they gave like the women longer necks, longer legs? Mm. They kind of go beyond natural proportions to try to go mm-hmm. beyond it, and it starts to get mannered. Kapsberger, he takes this piece by Gesualdo and he starts putting decorations on it, and it's kind of like an artist painting a house and starts putting flowers and vines on it. It puts more and more and more, and in the end you don't see the house anymore because of all the decorations upon it.
It turns rather rococo.
Yeah, it kind of goes crazy with it.
Yes.
And so his thing was that, and it would take, I mean, Gesualdo was a very provocative composer. This isn't the most shocking of his pieces. It's from his first book where he's kind of starting up. Mm-hmm. But in the end, he basically sounds almost like a 19th century romantic, chromatic composer. And it's kind of, Gesualdo was another nobleman composer like Kapsberger, so they kind of felt the kindred, but they also were experimental people.
So the next piece is, what would you like to perform?
Well, the next thing I'll do is a little bit of guitar music, then I'll come back to the Theorbo again.
Okay, and so this will be guitar music, and Baroque guitar. And this particular guitar has how many strings, Chris?
It's got 9 strings.
9 strings, folks.
And the tuning of it starts like a regular guitar. The D string is split in 2, and the A string is both high.
Hmm.
So it sounds a bit like a ukulele.
It does.
Or it is basically the tuning of what's called a taro patch, which
taro
is a
five
string Hawaiian guitar.
Hmm.
And since the lute was tuned in a way where it's kind of like a keyboard from lowest to highest, with a guitar that decided to experiment a lot with things, so that it had a kind of an effect instrument. And also in the beginning, the guitar was a strummed instrument. And I'm going to show some fairly simple pieces from basically manuals, how to play, where they show simple strum patterns.
Do you want to do that right now?
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And I'm going to use a Roman theme, the Romanesca, which means the Roman-ness. These are different books published in Rome, basically for amateurs to learn, but also, as you went along, they started to show how to decorate the strumming. Mm-hmm. So the strumming techniques get quite fancy, actually, in it. Mm-hmm. But the first piece by Fiorano Pico, that one is I'm going to do pretty much as is written. And I'll do a piece by, the same piece as a variation by Pietro Milioni, and in that one I will start doing the decorations, and I will continue with it with one by the Roman composer Tommaso Marchetti.
So the Baroque guitar you have right now, when was it created, that particular guitar that you have in
your hands? The original was created actually a little bit later in 1680 in Paris. The original is at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts and is on permanent display there.
And is it a piece you're playing from here?
It's a piece from here. It's
written by who?
Yeah, it's the piece is the Romanesca, call it number 1, number 2, number 3.
By Pico.
Yeah, Pico, Milioni, Marchetti. And then I'll do Gagliarda alla Lombarda, so Lombardic.
Okay. Will they? Galliard. Will you go right into each one?
They go as one piece, practically.
Okay. So this is a. It'll be somewhat of an extended piece. We're going to hear Romanesca 1, 2, and 3, and Gagliarda alla Lombarda.
Gagliarda, yeah.
And the pieces are written by Pico, Miliano. No, Milioni and Marchetti.
Yeah, Marchetti, yeah, that's right.
And we cannot wait. This is these are pieces.
Short that, little pieces.
They're short pieces, yeah. But they're lovely. So it's from a program, La Romanesca, and it's being performed right here by Chris Henriksen. Wow, they were short but beautiful pieces. We had Romanesca 1, 2, and 3, and Gagliarda alla Lombarda. And this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. You can also listen at WMFO.org. And this show will be archived for the next 2 weeks, so anyone can hear this program anywhere in the whole wide world. Just go to WMFO.org. Chris.
Okay. So, partly I showed this to show a kind of strummed approach. And what happened is that a gentleman by the name of Giovanni Paolo Foscarini was both a lute player and a guitar player. And although theoreticians were quite stuffy about saying the guitar should be strummed and the lute is plucked, he started doing lute plucked style on the guitar as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to play again a toccata of his, where he's kind of combining. He's sometimes doing just plucked style. Sometimes he's having some strummed chords in with the plucked music. At times he has strummed style. It kind of goes back and forth in different sections. So you can sort of see how he made this from being a fairly simple instrument into now a quite virtuosic solo instrument.
So this is the toccata by Foscarini.
Foscarini.
Okay, take it away, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
captivating, beautiful music right there. That's a piece written by Foscarini entitled Toccata. And, of course, Chris Henriksen on the Baroque guitar playing some wonderful music. In case you're wondering, you can find Olav Chris Henriksen's music on three different CDs that are out there. One's called La Guitare Royale. It's French Baroque and classical guitar music on the Museum label. There's music Dear Solace to My Thoughts but on the Centaur label. And there's Guitar of the North, a musical portrait of 19th century Norway, also on the Centaur label. Chris, do you want to tell us about your performance tomorrow in Somerville at the Somerville Museum?
Yes, it's a solo recital, and it's called La Romanesca, a variety of lute and guitar music from Rome. In the first half of the 17th century, Rome was quite a hot spot for music for lutes and guitars. Of course, Rome being such a cosmopolitan town, there were a lot of, the Eternal City, a lot of diplomats, aristocrats, a lot of people came through the town, both for religious reasons with the Vatican, but also as a political center. And all of these sponsors basically brought with them a lot of musical entertainment. And this made for quite an international setup. So you have Capsberger, who had a German background, composer I'm not sure I will get to, but Pierre Gautier, came with the French ambassador, so you have real French lute music style. You have various Italian musicians from different towns, but also a few Roman-born musicians coming into it as well. Mm-hmm. So all of this makes for a great mix and a way to have a program that's quite varied. Excellent. And there are also kinds of other variety, like the next set I'm going to do here. First of all, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow at Somerville Museum, which is where Center Street and Westwood Road meet, and it's all quite in the center of Somerville. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely space because it's a very intimate space. Mm-hmm. It's got high ceilings, so you have the sound of a large room, but the audience will be right up close. So okay. It's kind of like being at a club, but having a nice room acoustic to it as well.
Very nice. So it's tomorrow. It's Sunday, November 26th at 3 o'clock. It's at the Somerville Museum, which is at 1 Westwood Road at Central Street, Somerville, Massachusetts. For more information and reservations, you can call 617-666-9810. That's 617-666-9810. I hope you can go and support great music and Chris Henriksen. This is WMFO in Medford, and if you want me to play your music or if you want to get in touch with me, you can send information to Acoustic Ceiling, WMFO, PO Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. My show is from 4 to 5. If Trevor is out there, he might be coming in at 5 o'clock, he might not. So I hope to talk to you before 5 o'clock, and we'll wrap up everything. Let me just say, we started today's show off with Matt Dillon with Song for Joni from his record Stone Wild, and then it's been all music by, right here, live in the studio, Olav Chris Henriksen playing this wonderful music. Chris, who is the next piece by?
I'll play, again, some more Capsberger. This is from his final book from 1640.